It's a comeback for Microsoft, how they made their way back to the top as a tech titan.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. So after an approximate 20-year hiatus, Microsoft is emerging as a tech leader after an extensive reboot. After years of missing a boat or two in the tech space, the software giant is among the few tech behemoths from the 90s to figure out exactly how the new world of mobile technology and cloud computing works. Is it a new day for Microsoft, and how did they get here? Let's get the latest from the Wall Street Journal's Jay Green, who joins us from Seattle. So, Jay, as is the case many times, it all comes from the top. And Satya Nadella, who took over Microsoft a couple of years ago, has been notable in his new approaches to business. Business and ideas, really. It seems like it's really Nadella that's at the root of the company's comeback as a tech titan. What kinds of things has he been doing to shake things up?
He is at the root. He has worked on changing a culture that for many years, I think, was yearning for change. Mm-hmm. The people at Microsoft knew what certainly Wall Street and many of the outside world knew, is that it was stagnating. It wasn't really being successful in many of the markets it was going into. And it's really one of the big reasons why the board opted to move Steve Ballmer out and bring in a new leader. What's interesting in many ways about Nadella is that he's an insider. I mean, he's been at the company for 24 years,
right,
and yet he's been able to figure out what the company needed to do to change and get it to change. And the way he's done it, in some measure, is by bringing in outside voices, by acquiring these companies that have succeeded in areas where Microsoft has not been successful, but then also bringing in their leaders and giving them meaningful roles to help drive change at the company.
Okay, so it's all about hearing these new ideas, making sure you're bringing new insight to the table from all sorts of different places. Anyone in particular, any voices of note from Microsoft's recent acquisitions, and what are these rising voices bringing to the table?
I wrote about a few of them. One guy who stands out to me, and I wrote about in the story, is a guy named Javier Soltero. And Javier came from a company called Acompli. Acompli effectively made a version of Outlook that ran on iOS and Android devices, you know, markets that Microsoft for years had ignored. But people, you know, folks use Outlook. That's, you know, the email client of choice for, you know, millions upon millions of folks. And he put it there. But anyway, Acompli, you know, brought that to the market. But when Microsoft acquired Acompli, it put Soltero in a position of authority to help drive change there. And, you know, he talks in the story and talks to me about, you know, this idea that he's going around Microsoft holding a mirror up to themselves, helping the company realize where it's fallen down, where it's come up short, and what it needs to do to change. And I think he's been a really interesting guy at the company, and he's actually been promoted twice since he's been there, and he's now a very senior person in the office group.
You know, Microsoft has always been so deeply rooted in engineering, and while that's not going anywhere, this shift to mobile and digital has obviously changed things. Where does that leave engineering, which was once its bread and butter?
Well, so I think Microsoft is still a huge engineering company. I think the point about engineering and where it may have, where Microsoft may have stumbled in the past, is that it sort of created a not invented here culture. Engineers at Microsoft, like engineers at most companies, are entirely proud of their work, and they're really smart folks, and they do a lot of great work.
Sure.
But it was hard, and it's been hard for Microsoft over the years, to accept and acknowledge that work done outside of its walls by other engineers could be just as good or better. And I think one of the changes that Satya Nadella is really driving is a recognition that you can learn from others, that you know, Microsoft doesn't know it all. And he's really working to dismantle that not invented here culture.
Mm-hmm. So in this transformation, I would think that it hasn't always been the smoothest of rides. You would think that new blood might clash with old time thinking. Has it?
Yeah. So there's an interesting piece to this, because I do think there has been a hunger for change among the rank and file at Microsoft for years that Nadella has tapped into. But, you know, Soltero talks about this a little bit when he gave a presentation. He talked with folks about how the company had not delivered Outlook to iOS and to Android. you know, and he suggested in a presentation that, you know, Microsoft could go the way, or Outlook could go the way of Lotus Notes, which was, you know, a legendary, you know, email communications program mm-hmm. that has withered over the years. And, you know, there are folks who built that product, who built Outlook, who, you know, even told Soltero subsequently that he was being disrespectful of the legacy of Microsoft. And so, yeah, I think, you know, there is some tension there. I will say, I think by and large, the people at Microsoft want this change, but it isn't smooth sailing from the start.
Right. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this because, you know, obviously Microsoft closed a historic deal last week buying LinkedIn for $26.2 billion. How is this specific partnership going to further fuel Microsoft's fire?
Well, so a few specifics about LinkedIn is that it's really going to benefit, in particular, the Office business and Microsoft's business software products that go under the name Dynamics. Microsoft's going to weave those products together with LinkedIn, and they'll do that in some ways to compete against Salesforce.com, in particular in the customer relationship management business. But maybe more broadly, LinkedIn has been a very successful company in tapping social networking and the power of the web. And those are really areas where Microsoft has struggled. They haven't been particularly good in that world. And I suspect that Nadella will encourage Jeff Weiner, who's the CEO of LinkedIn and remains the guy who runs that business, to help Microsoft figure out some of that mojo that LinkedIn has had in the social networking world and try to infuse that into other projects.
We're talking Microsoft and their comeback of sorts with The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thank you, as always, for listening. So, Jay, in this new mobile computing world, you figure the main competition remains Apple and Google. Anyone else they're looking out for? Any rising contenders?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, it's funny. Microsoft competes in so many different markets with so many different companies. And so, yes, Apple and Google are huge in mobile, as I mentioned. Salesforce is big in, you know, in the business software world. Okay. Microsoft is competing fiercely with AWS, with Amazon Web Services in cloud computing. And you know, honestly, the list goes on. I mean, you can go, you know, to Sony in video gaming
sure.
against Xbox as well. Right? I mean, Microsoft's world has competitors coming at it from all different flanks.
Yeah, a lot of cooks in this kitchen. Well, glad to have him back. Jay Green, thank you, as always, for joining the podcast.
Great to be on, Tanya. Thank you.
That was the Journal's Jay Green. He's always got his finger on the pulse of all things Microsoft. So ends another tech news briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.